From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. South Dakota's lone member of the U.S. House has been charged with second-degree manslaughter and three misdemeanors for his part in a fatal traffic collision in his home state on August 16th. Authorities say Republican Congressman Bill Janklow was speeding when he ran a stop sign and collided with a motorcycle, killing 55-year-old Randy Scott of Minnesota. Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
On a sunny Saturday afternoon 2 weeks ago, Congressman Janklow was driving home from a meeting with veterans. At the intersection of two country highways bisecting corn and soybean fields, the Cadillac sedan he was driving crashed with a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. The motorcyclist died from his injuries at the scene. Janklow broke his hand and injured his head. Bill Janklow is a larger-than-life politician in South Dakota. His shoot-from-the-hip and get-things-done style branded his four terms as governor before he won the congressional seat last year. Since the accident, many here in South Dakota have debated whether the maverick politician would be treated equally under the law. Today, that debate ended. Moody County State's Attorney William Ellingson leveled the charge of second-degree manslaughter against Janklow. The only higher possible charge is when alcohol is involved, and investigators say it was not. The prosecutor also charged Janklow with three misdemeanors, failing to stop at a stop sign, going 71 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, and reckless driving. Legal experts say Janklow's troubled driving record could aid the prosecutor's case. Between 1990 and 1994, Janklow received 12 speeding tickets in 11 South Dakota counties, paying more than $1,000 in fines. One of them was for speeding at 90 miles per hour in a 65 zone. There are no records of speeding tickets from 1995 on, when Janklow returned to the governor's office for another two terms. Still, his lead foot was legendary among state employees and reporters who tagged along with him. He acknowledged the trait, speaking about himself in the third person in this address to the state legislature 4 years ago.
Bill Janklow speeds when he drives. Shouldn't, but he does. And when he gets the ticket, he pays it. But if someone told me I was going to jail for 2 days for speeding, my driving habits would change. I can pay the ticket, but I don't want to go to jail.
But if convicted, jail time is a possibility for Janklow, up to 10 years just on the felony charge. But regardless of any verdict, a trial alone could end Janklow's prominent political career.
Wild Bill Janklow is what people call him. And this is a case where it has had very, very tragic consequences.
Elizabeth Smith is a professor of political science at the University of South Dakota.
I think if he had a clean driving record, if he hadn't been going 70, 75 miles an hour on impact, I think people might indeed feel very, very sorry for him. But people are feeling that he has a responsibility here.
Congressman Bill Janklow's initial court appearance is set for Tuesday, and now with a felony charge, the House Ethics Committee will also likely investigate the accident. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.